This is the kid Polo Polo coming back to you guys once again with another nice episode of the Man Stash Minute. And today we're highlighting a essayist, playwright, novelist, and the voice of the American Civil Rights Movement, known for works including Notes of a Native Son, The Fire Next Time, and Go Tell Him on the Mountain. Who is he? It is the beautiful and amazing James Baldwin. So please stay tuned, and I hope you enjoy the latest episode of the Man Stash Minute.
This is the Man Stash Minute.
What up? And we're back celebrating the life and legacy of the beautiful James Baldwin. Writer and playwright James Baldwin published the 1953 novel Go Tell It on the Mountain, receiving acclaim for its insight on race, spirituality, and humanity. Other novels included Giovanni's Room, Another Country, and Just Above My Head, as well as essays like Notes of a Native Son and The Fire Next Time. Writer and playwright James Baldwin was born on August 2, 1924 in Harlem, New York. One of the 20th century's greatest writers, Baldwin broke new literary ground with the exploration of racial and social issues in many of his works. He was especially known for his essays on the Black experience in America. Baldwin was born to a younger, single mom, Emma Jones, at Harlem Hospital. She reportedly never told him the name of his biological father. Jones married a Baptist minister named David Baldwin when James was just about 3 years old. Despite their strained relationship, Baldwin followed in his stepfather's footsteps, who he always referred to as his father. During his early teen years, he served as a youth minister in a Harlem Pentecostal church from the ages of 14 to 16. Baldwin developed a passion for reading at an early age and demonstrated a gift for writing during his school years. He attended DeWitt Clinton High School in the Bronx, where he worked on the school's magazine with future famous photographer Richard Avedon. Baldwin published numerous poems, short stories, and plays in the magazines, and his early work showed an understanding of sophisticated literary devices in a writer of such a young age. After graduating from high school in 1942, he had to put his plans for college on hold to help support his family, which included seven younger children. He took whatever work he could find, including land railroad tracks for the U.S. Army in New Jersey. During this time, Baldwin frequently encountered discrimination, being turned away from restaurants, bars, and other establishments because he was African American. After being fired from the New Jersey job, Baldwin sought other work and struggled to make ends meet. On July 28, 1943, Baldwin had lost his father and gained his eighth sibling the same day. He soon moved to Greenwich Village, a New York City neighborhood popular with artists and writers. Devoting himself to writing a novel, Baldwin took odd jobs to support himself. He befriended writer Richard Wright, and through Wright, he was able to land a fellowship in 1945 to cover his expenses. Baldwin started getting essays and short stories published in such national periodicals as The Nation, Partisan Review, and Commentary. 3 years later, Baldwin made a dramatic change in his life and moved to Paris on another fellowship. The shift in location freed Baldwin to write more about his personal and racial background. Once I found myself on the other side of the ocean, I see where I came from very clearly. I am the grandson of a slave. I am a writer. I must deal with both, Baldwin once told the New York Times. The move marked the beginning of his life as a transatlantic commuter. Dividing his time between France and the United States, Baldwin had his first novel, Go Tell Him on the Mountain, published in 1953. The loosely autobiographical tale focused on the life of a young man growing up in Harlem, grappling with father issues and his religion. Mountain is the book I had to write if I ever was going to write anything else. I had to deal with that hurt me the most. I had to deal, above all, with my father, he later said. In 1954, Baldwin received a Guggenheim Fellowship. He published his next novel, Giovanni's Room, the following year. The work told of the story of an American living in Paris and broke new ground for its complex depiction of homosexuality, a then taboo subject. Love between men was also explored in a later Baldwin novel, Just Above My Head, in 1978. The author would also use his work to explore interracial relationships, another controversial topic for the times, as seen in the 1962 novel, Another Country. Baldwin was open about his homosexuality and relationships with both men and women. Yet he believed that the focus on rigid categories was just a way of limiting freedom, and that human sexuality is more fluid and less binary than often expressed in the US. If you fall in love with a boy, you fall in love with a boy, the writer said in a 1969 interview when he was asked if being gay was an aberration, asserting that such views were an indication of narrowness and stagnation. Baldwin explored writing for the stage as well. He wrote The Amen Corner, which looked at the phenomenon of storefront Pentecostal religion. The play was produced at Howard University in 1955, and later on Broadway in the mid-1960s. Baldwin died December 1, 1987, at his home in St. Paul de Vence, France. Never wanted to be a spokesman or a leader, Baldwin saw his personal mission as bearing witness to the truth. He accomplished this mission through his extensive, rapturous literary legacy. And ladies and gentlemen, this is yet another classic. This is the Man Stash Minute, focusing and highlighting and celebrating the beautiful life of James Baldwin. I hope that you enjoy. Keep pushing, fellas, kings, queens, stashes, and listeners out there. Until next time, it's Polo Paul signing out. Bye.
I love you, Daddy.